Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Monday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
As Russell Westbrook now sits alone, triple-double, he is the official triple-double king, making history with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The 182nd triple-double, breaking Oscar Robertson's record for most career triple-doubles. So now he's the MVP. Because that's how it works, Mike Harmon. You do something really good, hey, doesn't matter. You're the MVP. So Russell Westbrook, he's the MVP now.
Even though he missed the three that would have won the game?
Doesn't matter. He's the MVP. Doesn't matter.
Gafford with the steal underneath, gets it out to Russ. Russ says, hey, I got one on four. To hell with this. I'm pulling up.
No.
No timeout at half court. None of that stuff. No setting it up. Let's go.
No time. Listen, missed. You can't. That ruins the narrative, okay? Just like, Steph Curry's team is just okay. No, we blow that off because that ruins the narrative, okay? It ruins the narrative.
That's right.
Just leave some of the facts out. So Russell Westbrook is now the MVP. He's the
okay.
MVP.
No, and look, it's only appropriate in the final week of the NBA season that we sweep all the corners, right? Wasn't the old Herm Edwards, right? You got to get in around the corners. Anybody can sweep the middle of the floor. It's all about the corners and taking care of the details. So we have to sweep our collective sports media room and get every one of those MVP candidates their last thrust here this week on Fox Sports Radio. Even if you might be 15th and that only guy that's going to vote is that beat reporter that you've been nice to all year long, even if that's the only guy that's going to vote for you, we got to wrap him up. So, yeah, Russell Westbrook, welcome officially to the MVP candidacy.
Wow. Congratulations. Who knew? Who knew who can get it tonight? You don't know. Hey, and he might just be the MVP for right now. Somebody could do something in one of the late games. And then
well, I mean, we got Steph versus Utah coming up.
Hey,
and we saw him on fire on Saturday night.
Sure.
Right?
We got Houston and Portland. Somebody in the Rockets could do something. You never know. Jump right back in that race, right? 16 wins, 30, that doesn't matter. You can jump right back in.
Well, they would only had 9 if not for their performance.
This is true.
After everybody quit on the season, that player played hard. Who is it? We'll find out later on tonight. Stay tuned here on Fox Sports Radio.
So we got a lot of basketball coming up. Obviously, the Jaylen Brown injury with the Celtics, a huge blow to anything they want to do in the playoffs. But the NFL has decided, it's time for a Tim Tebow headline. So we get the big Tim Tebow headline. Don't worry. I am going to tell you exactly what this means because everybody today can't see the forest through the trees with this Tim Tebow news. All right. Now, what you heard this morning, Tim Tebow is going to finally play for his hometown team, Jacksonville Jaguars,
as a quarterback, right?
The Jaguars are going to sign Tebow to a one-year contract later this week or next week to play tight end. Tight end in high school, never played it in college, never played it in the NFL. Closest he came was being the personal punt protector. He is going to be 34 years old. Right, he hasn't been in the NFL in 8 years. It's been
34
long...
in August. Yep.
Yeah, he is. So he is going to come back, and all anybody can talk about is number one: can he play? What are the Jaguars doing? All of the. Everybody is missing exactly why this is going on. I mean, really.
How angry everybody got.
Because
Jesus.
You hear Tim Tebow, for some reason, is polarizing.
Both sides. You had the Tebow. Like, I called it the cults of Tim Tebow. Either you have to love it and praise everything he did and he didn't get a fair shot, blah, blah, blah. Or on the other side, this is privilege. This is wrong. This is everything that's wrong with the society as a whole.
Condemning it for left to right.
Right. It's like, my God. It's like everything else. The 10% on either side just screaming from the rooftops. Like, calm the blank down.
It is. Despite Tim Tebow doing all great things off the field and all kinds of stuff, everybody just hates the guy. I don't know why. It just happens that way. But here's the deal. Okay, this is why Tim Tebow is going to try out to be a tight end in the NFL. This is why this story is happening today, all right? This is going to be, you're going to understand and go, okay, now I get it. The one thing Tim Tebow has loved across his career has been attention, right? He loves the attention. As great a guy as he is, as great a role model as he is, all the great things he's done, he loves attention, right? He loves attention. Football has given him everything in his life, right? Everything he's got. National championships, Heisman Trophy, his career as a baseball player, his career as a football analyst and budding personality, whatever he wants to do in his life, football has given that to him. What's the one thing he hasn't really gotten? A chance to say goodbye. And one last time in the limelight as a football player before he officially announces his retirement. This is what's going to happen. Urban Meyer is doing him a favor. Tebow's going to show up. He's going to try to train for a little bit at tight end while there's really no damage being done to giving him reps at camp and mini camp and off season. There's no way, okay, suddenly Tebow is taking a job away from somebody else. This is when, look, half the players don't want to be there. It's not as highly attended as it normally has been in the past. So Tebow's going to get some time. And in time when you get, you know, OTAs and mini camps, when the eyes are usually on the young quarterbacks, but what can you really say? Because, you know, you're throwing against air or 7-on-7 and nobody can hit you. The Tebow story is going to gain traction. And it's going to be a big story for about a week and a half. What Tebow's going to do is he's going to show up, he's going to do interviews, he's going to talk to people, he's going to show up, he's going to play tight end. This thing is going to play out for a couple of weeks, and then Tebow's going to say, you know what, I tried, I've given football everything I have, and I'm officially announcing my retirement from the game. And this way he gets one last run of relevancy where people are talking about him, and he gets the send-off that, quite frankly, the guy deserves. Look, the guy's probably the best college football player I've ever seen. NFL's different, but the guy's the best college football player I've ever seen. What he's been able to accomplish, Heisman Trophy, national championships, not many guys can do that. He just was that good when he was with Florida. Did he succeed a little bit in the NFL? Yeah, guy won a playoff game. You know, he was pretty good. The guy was a cult figure for a little while. But he hasn't had a chance to say goodbye. And this is what he wants, and this is what Urban Meyer and the Jaguars are giving him. A chance after a couple of weeks go by to say, hey, I tried. It was fun. Thank you to Urban Meyer. But I'm officially announcing my retirement from the NFL. And he has the big press conference and the send-off, and that's it. This is what Tebow wants, all right? Because there's no way he honestly thinks, I'm coming back and I'm going to play. There's no way. After away from the game since 2014, was the last time you actually played in a game, not happening. Not happening at a new position at 34 years old. This is going to be his chance to get an extended goodbye and a little bit of relevancy. That's why Tebow's doing this. That's what this is all about.
Look, I'll relate it to all the steps along as everybody goes through their careers. Maybe those first jobs that you had back as a high school student or college in the summers and everything all the way through. For Tim Tebow, there's a lot going on here. I could do an hour monologue on this because I think it's fun. Remember, a lot of times you'll hear the phrasing, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? You get networking. Maybe someone in your family, friend of the family, owned a business. So you got some reps that maybe you didn't necessarily, shouldn't have gotten, right? Maybe a non-union walk around, paid a little less. You got to help around a construction site. Maybe you got a job at the family store or the family business. You were filing papers or whatever it is. And then you keep going. And certainly for our business, right, it's an incestuous business, right? It's a dangerous concept to bring up here, but we all know each other, and lots of folks have worked with each other at different parts of the sports broadcasting business, be it radio, television, and newspapers, etc. And sometimes, say you get fired, you said something you shouldn't have, you did something you shouldn't have, or maybe you're just part of a numbers game, but you find a lifeline through an old employer, old colleague that still thinks well of you. That happens all the time. Okay, and this is just another case of that, of here's a buddy doing you a favor. Maybe you can impart a little bit of wisdom on dealing with the fame and the crush that's coming for Trevor Lawrence. Who knows? Maybe physically he's actually got something left. Can we at least give that a 1% on this chart as he's going to be 34 years old? Remember, Taysom Hill's 30, and he's started.
I'm going to give you a Doctor Strange says 14 million combinations, okay, and only one he wins.
Okay.
I'll give you one out of 14 million.
So fine. Give me one out of 14 million. Okay. The other thing that this does short term, if you can get those printing presses up – and you as you can merchandise the hell out of it for 3 to 5 weeks. And it's all about making money. Why was he with the Mets? They sold tickets. They got interest. They made money. Was he taking the job of someone who was really going to fast track to the major leagues? Hell no. Likewise here, right now on their roster, and this is why I give you the how big an odds you're going to give me. You got Chris Manhertz and Luke Farrell. Guy you drafted in the fifth round and an undrafted free agent that came over from Carolina. Saying there's a chance. But it's more just the idea of you're getting a favor from someone you know. And if it's the last hurrah, like you say, it's a, hey, goodbye wave. For all the guys question it, from Dez Bryant, from whatever else. They, look, not everybody – life's not fair. I'm sorry. Not everybody gets the second, third, fourth look. That's not the way businesses in general go, and certainly not the National Football League. And so you can cry about it or recognize that there are star rules, there are name rules, all of those things that come to play. And knowing someone who has the ability to put you on a roster, whatever the public may think of it and whatever sports writers might start writing about it, that's a pretty good place to be in. So in theory, during your career, that's where you should have been going and trying to find that guy in your life.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's what I always tell, and you know, coaching soccer, coaching softball, and whenever someone says to me, because now I know, now I've been doing it for a long time, I know the city, I know all the girls, I know all the girls' younger siblings, I know, you know, everybody, and whenever somebody says to me, hey, what do you think about my daughter playing for Coach X? And I said, okay, well, what have they been doing? And he says, she's been doing a lot of good things. She's been playing midfield, or she's been playing shortstop, and she's been doing this. I'm like, if a coach likes you, stay with that coach. All right, because if a coach likes you, everybody has their favorites. Everybody has kids they like because they do things the way the coaches want them to do them, or the way when they help get the message out what the coach wants. Look, every coach has their favorites, right? Doesn't mean every coach doesn't like all the kids, but you have your favorites. If you have a coach that is allowing you to do really good things, then you stay with that coach. I go, you stay there. Don't go anywhere else. Yeah, but I heard this team is – I don't know. Stay with that coach because she's going to get a chance to play well because of that. It's the same thing here. He knows Urban Meyer. He did great things, won national championships with Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Urban Meyer, yeah, I'm giving you a chance. We see this all the time. Here's a coach who's coming from college to the pros. What's his adjustment? Like, he does something that he seems like, I could do this because I'm an NFL head coach now. And then a couple of years later, he'll realize, oh, yeah, that probably didn't look great when I did that. But, oh, whatever. You know, we've seen that before. And
but he's Urban Meyer. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
I mean, look at this. This is also great Vegas misdirection because everything else you're doing with the team right around now doesn't matter. He just fired a bunch of guys that did the draft and did a great job. He did a bunch of folks that have been there forever got let go this last week. Anybody talking about that except me raising my hand? No.
Hey, dude, that was a great pick. Thanks for him. That was a great pick. Stop. That's it. You're done. Get your stuff. The security guard will see you out. But you said I just made a great pick. Yeah, no, that was great. You're done. I'm saying thank you.
You had a great draft. I mean, you drafted this tight end that's going to compete with Tebow.
What do you want? A piece of cake? A goodbye party? Get out! I told you everything was good. Get out! It was a good pick.
Get him some Gator jerky or something.
Well, I'm always a big fan of if you're going to fire somebody, at least give them cake because at the end of the day, you're fired, but at least you have cake. You know, and okay, I got a cake. You know, you could even write "you're fired" on it. Hey, you're fired with big sparklers on it. That's pretty cool. Hey, all right, I got fired, but they gave me a cake too. So, you know, at least on the day I got fired, I had cake.
Cake's not a bad way to go.
No,
and the predictable tweets are filing in. Thanks for listening. Appreciate y'all being out there. Whatever your thoughts are on the process, you can like it, not like it. That's the reality. He's got a guy that's willing to give him a shot and take a few headlines. And if that makes you mad, I don't know what to tell you.
It's going to be over before you know it. If you don't like it, it's going to be over before.
But even
you
if it's not,
it's gonna be, hey,
even
I'm
if
here.
It's not, it's a 53-man roster.
Sure,
there's a lot of jobs. No. And if he can play, great. And if he can't, then it's egg on the face of Urban Meyer, and we'll be talking about it and deriding it then. But in and of itself, right now, the only thing that you can take away is he gets a shot because his buddy's the head coach. That's it.
what did Iron Man say in the beginning of Endgame? Part of the journey is the end. Yeah. Right? I mean, that was the best line I've heard in a movie that in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Part of the journey is the end. You may not like it, but that's part. And this is hey, Tim Tebow's NFL journey. This is the end. And that's what all this is. How do you fall? How do you finish things at the end? That's all he's doing. I'm going to try come here for a couple weeks, get some headlines. People talk about me. Hey, I'll help Trevor Lawrence sneak in under cover of night, maybe not get all the attention. And then I'm going to say I'm done and I'm retiring from the NFL at my press conference, all that. That's what's going on. That's all it is.
Just always a great reminder. Life is not always about merit and fairness. I'm sorry to break that to you if that's blowing your mind out there.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, we got more from the NFL. What NFL star has just said, my future is tied into what happens to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Ooh. Oh, boy. Is it Tebow?
That's that.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Hey, listen, if the tight end thing doesn't work out, you can work that trade, right? I can go to Green Bay and play. I mean, they'll
go fight Jordan Love for the start.
They'll love me there. That story coming up next. Keep it right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, joining us now on the hotline. CBS Sports NFL insider extraordinaire, who just wrote his preview of the lacrosse playoffs. 9,000 words at CBSSports.com. It is Jason Lockenfora. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, gentlemen?
I mean, how many words to the wild card teams getting in? How what was your breakdown of your lacrosse prediction?
Oh, I can't reveal any of that until publication, guys.
Oh, okay.
That's proprietary information.
Good
for
move.
Now. It's not ready for public consumption, but
okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. Hey, so we've talked about this a lot. You mentioned it the past few minutes here. Suddenly, things are getting a little crazier in Green Bay as Devontae Adams said he would do, quote, extra thinking on his future if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers. I mean, where are things right now, Jay? Because this story, as much as you think, okay, it'll calm down a bit, it's not calming down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to calm down or not. But it's also not going anywhere. It's not going to be resolved anytime soon. It's not going to be resolved easily. And the closer we get to, the closer we get to actual football being played, if it still continues to be at a loggerhead, then I think you'll continue to see more people weigh in on it, and you're going to continue to hear that there's no shortage of people who believe Aaron Rodgers has been wronged here. And whether you agree with exactly how he's gone about handling it or not is one thing, but for him to have been ambushed the way he was a year ago, it's not how a lot of people think it should have been handled, including people in that locker room. So I wouldn't be waiting on pins and needles for, like, the next shoe to drop or anything like that. I don't think we're going to have anything major coming up in the foreseeable future. I think both sides are pretty entrenched in their positions, and at some point someone's going to crack a little bit. Someone's going to waver, and I suspect it's them and not him. But we shall see. But, yeah, anytime anybody in that locker room of that significance is sort of saying, hey, I'm Team Rodgers on this one, that's not helping Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball's position there.
Got to figure out how to make more money into that Brinks truck that they have to back up to try to buy some goodwill. The Broncos are back on the board right now at an over-under of 8.5 wins. So does that tell me that he's not there yet?
Yeah, that's exactly what that tells you. But you really look at this thing now, and you look at the NFC, and some of these teams on paper, and they're relatively set now. I mean, there's some free agents out there, but not many who are going to alter the course of a season. And so you say, well, man, if Rodgers really doesn't play in Green Bay, that NFC outside of Tampa looks like you can make the case for a bunch of people. And then if he is indeed dealt to the AFC, where I think a lot of the better quarterbacks are, a lot of the younger, better quarterbacks are, and where the competition, there's nobody as good as Kansas City, but that second tier, for my money, is much more robust than what it would be in the NFC. And then you say, damn, if a Vegas or a Denver really did land this cat, I mean, what the heck? That division could be really something. So, I think there's probably a half dozen teams that would stick out from the bunch, and I've written about this a little bit at CBSSports.com, where I feel like if it was going to happen in the next couple of months versus – 9 months from now, there's teams I think that would be in better position than others to fill that immediate need, and certainly Denver and the Raiders would be among them.
Jason Lock and Four with us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so from a guy who's really affecting everybody now to a guy who's, well, not really affecting anybody, but he's a big name in the news today. The Jaguars are going to sign Tim Tebow as a tight end. It's going to happen sometime in the next few days. Is this anything other than Tebow getting a little bit of publicity and then he's going to retire from the NFL, which he hasn't done yet, hasn't officially done?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that part of it. I think that the longer he's around, the more jerseys, tickets, whatever else you want to sell, you probably can. And look, this is a guy who has, for whatever reason, been able to sort of live out fantasies that other people can't. He got to, do the minor league baseball thing much longer than, and I saw him play, and I talked to scouts who were watching him play, and I wrote about it a little bit. And I mean, that's a luxury not many people are afforded. And had the pandemic not struck, I think he probably would have seen some major league play with the Mets, at least as a September call-up, just for some publicity and to sell some stuff. That didn't happen, so now he's not ready to give up on his football career that's been over for, a half decade or more. So he gets this opportunity at a position he's never even played. But if this is his dream and this is his mentor providing the opportunity, I mean, I don't think it's a fair fight. Like, I don't think Urban Meyer's going to bring this guy in, create this whole sort of subplot, and then say, oh, you were the 54th guy, Timmy, and boy, you don't have any, you're not eligible for the practice squad anymore, so you got to go. I mean, I think he's doing this because the guy's going to be around for a while. I don't think he's doing it to bring him in for 6 weeks and then cut him. So who the hell knows? But do I think he's going to impact them? No. Look, we talked about the Urban Meyer thing from the beginning. I was a skeptic. I am a skeptic. I think that thing's got a far greater chance of imploding in the next 2 years than it does taking off.
See, he's in direct opposition to you, Smith. How about that? You've been predicting greatness. Feel like we should have a wager here.
Oh, I don't want to bet on whether a guy's going to get fired or not. That's bad karma. That's bad.
Well, it wasn't a matter of firing. It was more the idea of you had them challenging for Super Bowls with Trevor Lawrence and company Jason Lockett Vore just threw some salt on that.
I think the Jaguars are in the Super Bowl sometime in the next 5 years. I mean, the Trevor Lawrence impact here and all they did in free agency was just make your defense a little bit better. It doesn't have to be great. It has to be middle of the pack. And he's the real thing. Yeah, they're in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
We'll see. I think he's a great player. But it might take 5 or 6 years, and I would say that's on regime number two or regime number three. I don't think this is set up for the long term, first of all, with Urban Meyer's not set up for the long haul. And I say you can color me a skeptic.
Yeah, we have seen him bail before, have we not? So the potential is certainly out there for you. How excited do you get about schedule release day? Are you going to sit and break down all 16?
No.
for the Ravens,
I don't get excited
and then
about it at all. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to pay some attention to it because they'll put me on CBS HQ and start asking me whose schedule I like and whose schedule I don't like.
Oh yeah, it's up to 273 now too.
Something.
Yeah.
No, I liked it much better when the press releases went out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you know you did whatever you wanted with them. yeah.
I'll tell you, Jay, I still remember the days when I was at NFL Network where when I would have to write a preview for like, hey, the schedule releases out.
Right.
They like make you sit. Maybe they, like my manager said, you sit at this desk. Here's your piece of paper. If you get up to go to the bathroom, you give me this piece of paper. You put your phone on the desk.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, it was like you,
secrets. No, I know.
Yeah,
I
write
know.
Your thing, and then when the schedule comes out, we publish it right away. But there's no way anybody is finding out what the schedule is like before it comes out. It was like I had the biggest secret. It's like I had the nuclear football.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey,
yeah.
look what I got.
The world at your fingertips.
Yeah, I got everything. You know what, right? I got the AFC North schedule.
Yeah,
what,
boy, you know exactly when that second Jaguars-Texans game is going to be.
Right.
All that draft pick ramifications.
Hey, Jason, what did you think about Tom Brady jumping on the NFLPA call and saying, you know, hey, you know, they're not throwing fastballs at 95 miles an hour in December? I thought it was a little bit of misdirection given the fact that he was walking into people's houses and
right.
breaking every rule under COVID.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Look, these young guys, Tom Brady, who would have been a bigger brown noser to Bill Belichick than Tom Brady, you know, coming out of Michigan? And the ultimate try-hard guy, right? Go, coach, you say run 1 mile, I'm going to run three. Like, that's just how it – I mean, that's how it's sort of done. And these kids didn't get to meet these guys in the flesh during the run-up to the draft because everything was virtual. They didn't get wined and dined by the owners. They didn't get a chance to make a real – in-person impression, and now they're coming in as the newest employees, and you got all these veterans saying, oh, trust me, I know better than you for your career. Just stay away. Meanwhile, these, again, were the same guys who wouldn't leave the building until forcibly removed when they were at that point in their career, right? So literally, it's like, hey, the janitor's here. They're closing the lights. Like, there's nobody here, Tommy. Everybody's asleep. So I do think it's disingenuous. I know most agents I talk to are telling their young players, you have to go. You have to be your own advocate. Don't worry about the locker room ramifications. These guys don't have your best interest at heart. You're being caught up. You're the pawns. You're the guys who have the least leverage, the least money. And there's a tug of war going on between mega millionaires and billionaires. And you're caught in the middle. And don't fall for the okey-doke. Do what you have to do for yourself and your family, because when these players were your age, they were doing the same thing. And they just did a 10-year CBA, and I just have a hard time sort of stomaching what's being thrust at these kids who already have had to deal with so much because of the pandemic and had their college seasons compromised and the combine compromised and the pre-draft compromised. And now these veterans who don't need the reps, which I get – it's one thing. You don't need the reps. You don't want the reps. But then you can't say the reps have to go away. Like, nobody gets the reps. Like, no reps for anyone because no reps for me. Like, I don't – this is not really how it should probably work.
Hey, Jay, lastly, stories the last couple of days have kind of made it a fait accompli that Julio Jones is going to be traded by week one of the NFL season. What are you hearing as far as the timeline and where's a fit that you wouldn't be surprised to say, hey, when he ends up here, that's kind of where I'm thinking?
You know, I think it really is going to depend on what they think they're accomplishing here. I mean, they're moving salary. They're in a salary cap bind, and they've spent a ton of money, and this is going to be read around the industry as a salary dump. And, you know, Hopkins, younger, healthier, only fetched a two. Now, you could say, oh, well, he was going to have to get his money, and he did. But this guy's making 15 this year, and yeah, the 11 or 12 the next couple of years doesn't seem terrible now, but if he's playing in 10 games and not 17, it might. So, I don't know, guys. They're going to wait till after June 1st anyway for cap purposes, right, to massage mm-hmm. that, because, again, this is really about the fuzzy math. More than anything else, this was another really good receiver draft. A lot of teams loaded up. If you're Atlanta, you might behoove you to wait until a contending team with an owner who spends huge money loses, you know, unfortunately loses someone who they thought was integral to their season. you know, it's the kind of thing Bill Belichick does, right? And he's got a bunch of draft capital. Like, I know he signed, like, Kendrick Bourne and some other guys, but, like, he put more money into the tight ends, really, than the receivers.
Right.
Was what the one deal with Aguilar or whatever. So, you know, he's a kind of guy who would do something like that. I don't know how the Saints are going to be looking, and if they think well, those two teams would never make a trade together, so what am I talking about? They're not trading into the Saints. maybe your guy Urban Meyer would did for this for the, oh, the you know to put him over the top for their.
Well, they just signed Tebow. What are you talking about?
They see the chalice.
You can follow him on Twitter.
If Tebow wants him, Tebow will get him.
Hey, we have our new recruiter.
We're going to put in a play where I get the pitch back and then I throw it to Julio downfield. Right? We put that play in the playbook. All right,
oh,
great.
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
At Jason Lockenfora on Twitter. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good week.
See you, buddy.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations. They do apply. So maybe it's Tebow calling the shots now. Maybe he's just coming in as a tight end officially, but really there's not going to be practices open to any cameras, and it's going to be, dude, Tebow and Trevor are running neck and neck here for the starting quarterback job here. I mean, no one said anything, but that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I got to think on some level, you bring him in, he's also a good recruiter, right? You're running it like
sure.
a college program.
Sure.
Here's my greatest
sure.
asset, my greatest pupil, and yeah. now he's here with me. And he'll sell you on my ways of doing things, so you'll be on board. But, yeah, I agree with Jason in the idea of all the veterans. Yeah, they're saying stay away. Job security, just like when they changed the salary rules when it came to the draft, right? And those big novelty checks guys were getting. It's like that was all the veterans saying this is garbage because mm-hmm. we're putting in the work, we've earned it, and now you're just giving away lottery tickets. So I think this is more the same. Yeah, guys, hey, y'all stay away. You don't need to be there. There's better ways. Meanwhile, they're losing valuable time with their coaches and reps. Yeah, no, bad business there.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Hey, we got some fun destinations for Julio Jones coming up in a little bit because, all the teams, who could need a receiver? Yes, the Colts could use a receiver and all that. No. There's a couple of fits that would be pretty awesome for Julio Jones that people aren't talking about. But
Jets.
Coming up next, maybe the most important lesson I can give you today, and this is no joke. Do not eat hay if it's been urinated on by someone who has been taking cough medicine.
It's good advice.
Okay, don't do it. Don't do it. I can't believe this is the biggest sports story of the day, but yet it is, and it's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
And today we had a story that, I didn't know this was going to be coming today, but apparently it has. The saga behind Medina Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner mm-hmm. that now, has been... Now tagged with the stigma of cheating. Medina Spirit still headed to the Preakness while Bob Baffert says he's not going to attend the race because he doesn't want to be a distraction in the wake of scrutiny after the Colts failed post-race drug test. Medina Spirit that won by a half length. It was an awesome race, but now that's in jeopardy after the announcement that the horse had a steroid in his system, and now this victory is up in the air. Bob Baffert, the trainer, and if you know horse racing, at all, even if you don't, you know the name Bob Baffert, one of the greatest trainers in horse racing history, has been doing everything the past couple of days, doing interviews and talking about how, hey, wait a minute, I don't know why people are saying this. I don't know how the horse had this steroid in its system, all of this. Just for a second, this is Bob Baffert, whose horses have failed 30 drug tests in the last 30 years, okay? Five in the last 2 years. Just so we know, this is the background of Bobby Baffert, all right? His horses have failed a few drug tests over the course of his career. He has said, and he went on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today and said, cancel culture is the reason why this is going on right now. So there's cancel culture for a horse. That's what it's a cancel culture for. The horse failed a drug test.
And then they came for the horses.
And it's cancel culture. Were there horse police that showed up for the horses that knocked on the door and said, you better come with us? I mean, and the horse was barricaded in his own paddock going, you're never going to take me alive. Huh? I'm going to sneak out the back. I don't understand. Cancel culture has come for the horses. We got to interview the horse. We got to interview Medina Spirit and see what the horse says. Maybe the horse says, you know what? Look, I didn't know what I was taking. I was young. You know, I'm a young horse. I don't know. I mean, someone gives me something, I take it. I need the other older horses to show me the way, you know, the 4 and 5 year olds. That's what I need. I just don't have that in my life right now. I need that.
Lots of theories going on, and Baffert certainly has a few. And look, what's the great line? In terms of paranoia, right? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not really out to get you or something to that effect. And when you're winning as much as he does, you know, you can raise your hand and go, well, maybe, right? But it goes, and if we're going to ball all our sports in, it's like people like you feel about, you know, New England and everything else. They got to be doing something else. There's got to be something else, man. Look, I'm gonna put this in its basest terms. Ready? The Medina Spirit post-race sample included 21 picograms of the steroid betamethasone. Now, that is 1 to the negative 12th grams. And we all, even if you've never, you've watched enough movies and TV shows that had drugs in grams. 1 to the negative 12th, okay? That's there are 1 trillion picograms in a gram. So we are talking infinitesimal traces of this. So then it becomes what are the possible logical tails to get us to this? And don't you have enough protocols to where, in order to actually get into the paddock, that you've already jumped through a billion hoops? Like, that's the part I don't understand in this. And that the leak comes out ahead of the process and the other sample being tested. It's really a curiosity. But Bob Baffert did himself no favors with some of the theories that he was espousing.
Well, and here's the best one. And clearly, if this is held up, then we'll have the Kentucky Derby win be vacated. So it'd be, you know.
And Mandaloon will be declared the winner. By the way, no betting changes, people. Maybe you get a little bit of love from your online sources, but parimutuel wagering, there's no reversal here. So you know what? They're not coming from my bag, Smith.
Here's one of the theories that Bobby Baffert put forth today about how this horse wound up with this steroid in its system. He said that the groomer, the horse's groomer, Medina Spirit's groomer, went to the bathroom on some hay in the horse's paddock. And Medina Spirit ate the horse. I'm sorry. Medina Spirit
whoa,
ate
whoa,
the
whoa,
hay.
Whoa.
No, sorry. Medina Spirit. No. Medina Spirit ate the hay, and that's how it wound up getting in his system. So apparently, that's like a 14-year-old's excuse. Oh, maybe I went to the bathroom on the hay, because that's what I do. I like to urinate on the hay. I mean that's just insane. I mean, that's I don't understand. I don't understand. yeah, that's what happened, is the guy went to the bathroom on hay, and he ate it. Oh, okay. So that's what happens? Your guys go to the bathroom in paddocks? Oh, yeah. Apparently, all the time that happens. Oh, got it. You leave to go to the bathroom. He decided to do it. I don't understand. I don't get how this is the excuse thrown out there, that this is what people are going to believe. And because the groomer was taking cough medicine at the time, that's where the steroid showed up from. So that's how the steroid got into the system of Medina Spirit and why Medina Spirit failed the drug test.
I would want to – I think the most logical would have been to say I want to see what the chain of, you know, custody was from the time the sample was taken.
You know what would have been better?
Anything but that.
Anything but that.
Yeah, but the wilder, the better.
Anything but that would have been better. Oh, the groomer and what the groomer did. I don't. How do
or
you
he and the other horses went out for a run before the Derby? They wanted one last hurrah, almost like it was right before the bachelor party or something before a wedding. I don't know.
We went out for one last time because he's going out to stud soon. So we went. Hey, one last. Oh, well, that's what happens when you go to stud. You get to okay. Never mind. So that's it's a bad analogy. But maybe we just wanted to go out for one last run, one last good time, one last time out with the boys before all you were surrounded by is fillies for the rest of your life. Oh, boy. I mean, really, that excuse by Bobby Babb, I can't believe that's what he threw forward. And you know what? We bet no comment would have been better. Anything would have been better except, oh, we had the groomer and the hay and the Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike gets swollen dome. We get back into a huge football story coming up next. Fox.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.